Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
皆さん、今日も始まりました。
はい。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
Laid Back Japanese です。
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 Hello, everyone.
Today, we will be talking about gari. Like, it gari. Is in our title. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe I won't add it to the title now that you said that.
Oh, man.
So it would just confuse everyone.
It's gonna throw everyone for a loop. あのね、お寿司、スーパーで買うときついてくるのあるじゃん。あれ好き？
あれ、あれって何？
あれガリ。
あれ？
ガリガリ。うん。
ガリ？
うん。
ガリって。え？寿司についてるやつ？
うん、お寿司。
なんか生姜とか？
そうそうそう、生姜。ペコッと生
姜。あー。あー、うんうんうん。え？ペコッと生姜。
うん。
So, ginger。
うん。
So, 漬物の ginger。
そうです。
あー、なるほど。漬物の生姜。
あれがガリです。
あれがガリ。そっか。漬物って言う？
え、what else would you say?
ん？
え？
What would I say?
What else would it be?
I don't know.
ピクルスジンジャー。ガリ。
ピクルスジンジャー。いいじゃん。
いいね。よし、じゃあ名前変えてって、ちょっと言ってくるね。行ってきます。
うん。どうせ、I mean, either way, Japanese is just going to be English with particles soon, so.
That's true.
You know, I think it works.
It's headed in that direction, yes.
It's very true.
It's very true.
でございます。But, okay, so gari is that pickled ginger. Yeah, mm. 好きで食べるとき、あんまり、え、なんて言うのかな？
あんまりない？
うん、好きなときはあるけど、好きじゃないときもある。
え？
I don't know why.
なんかめんどくさい性格してるの？
あー、まあちょっとね。してるかもです。チエは好き？
私、うん、結構好きだよ。お寿司と一緒に食べると美味しいと思う。
一緒に食べるんだ。
うん。いや、乗せて食べるんじゃなくて、間に挟んで食べる。Like, wait, that also sounds like...
間に挟んで食べる、
ちょっと待って。
That sounds like you're like taking off the netta, the sushi fish, and then you put the shoga.
違う違う。
それはダメでしょ。違うよね。
違う違う、ごめん、間違えた。ね。OK。お寿司を一個食べます。
はい。
お寿司を食べてない間に食べます、カリを。ガリだけを食べます。はい、はい。で、次にまたお寿司を食べます。
醤油とかつけたりします？ガリに。
あんまりつけないけど、まあ、時々ついちゃったりとか、うん。つけたりとか、うん。でも、あんまりつけないかな。
Yeah. Okay, so you don't eat it as in between the sushi. You eat the sushi, then you eat the ガリ then you eat the sushi, then you eat the ガリ、
うん、ガリサンドは微妙だと思います。
絶対微妙。微妙 is like whack.
Wait, have we discussed what sando is?
Sando?、
うん、
like a sandwich?
Yeah! In Japanese, it's just sando.、
Yeah.
It's just sand. And sometimes it's actually spelled、yeah. sand. Just on the label.
Yeah! I've taken pictures. I put these on the Instagram、mm. before. Like, there's this one thing that they sell, I think, at 7. It's pizza sand. It's literally written in English, pizza sand. Pizza sand だけど pizza sandwich, right? でも英語になると pizza sand. 絶対美味しくない。
ザラザラガリガリ。
ザラザラガリガリ。でもガツガツ食べる。
ガツガツ食べる。Speaking of which, we can go back to ガリガリ. But, so we're talking about ガリ today, which there is a whole bunch of ways to use ガリ.And one of them is the shoga, the pickled ginger thing that comes with osushi. We'll talk about why it comes with osushi at the very end. But it's also a grammar point, I think. Or a thing that happens.
Garu is the grammar point.
There we go.
Yeah. So garu we can talk about too, which is, I think, a really nice one.
Yes. So have you heard of any words that has gari in it recently or in your studies?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
I think the first word I learned that had gari in it was when I was playing Pokemon. So there's the lonely nature in Pokemon, right? So your Pokemon might be a lonely nature.
Mm.
In Japanese, that's samishigari. So like samishi is like to be lonely. Like I'm lonely, you're lonely, whatever. Samishi. And then you just throw that e out and you chuck a gari at the end of that. So samishigari, and then it's like a person, or in this case a Pokemon, who tends to be lonely, right? Or like is lonely a lot, feels lonely.
ね。え、どのポケモンだった？
いやあ、あまり覚えてないけど。There's like 12 seikaku, there's like 12 natures. So like you're bound to get all of your Pokemon, some of your Pokemon will have it. So.
え、他にネイチャー？
どんなポケモン覚えてない？
どんなのがある？
のんびりとか。I can get my DS out right now. We can look through all of them.
Serious.
You want to?
I
got this.
If it takes 2 seconds, but yes. Nombiri, if it takes 3 seconds, no.
It might take more than 3 seconds. But there's nonbiri, there's samishigari, there's... There was like hayai toka. What was it? Nandattake. Demo, I think the only one with gari attached to it was samishigari.
Hoka ni, like personality de gari ga tsuku no? Hoka ni kiita koto aru?
I don't think I know any others that like immediately come to mind. Hoka no nanka arimasu ka?
Ari o ippai. Kikitai?
Aru? Kikitai desu.
watashi wa samugari desu.
Ah, so da yo ne, tashikani.
Mechakusha samugari desu. Samugari da ne. Hai. Samugari. Chotto watte.
Samugari.
Detour.
Samugari?
Please do not samugari. Samugari would be hunting for samis.
Oh yeah, because karu is to hunt.
Yes.
And then gari. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So samegari.
Do not go samegari.
Okay. I thought we were gonna be a positive turn with this. We could be like all shark like for native shark, but I guess.
I mean, you could spin it that way.
For sharks,
no,
if you're
samegari. No.
You could spin it that way. But you're shark hunting. Oh no, don't. Please don't.
So samui, the e gets dropped, like I was saying, and then samegari. I tend to be really cold, am usually really cold, and like putting blankets on myself and turning heats on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in the office, you always had like a blanket or whatnot.
うん、あったよね。膝掛け？
羨ましかった。
そう、膝掛けをオフィスに置いてました。
なんかいつも絵を描きながら膝掛けのブランケットを。
そうです。
よかったね。
うん、よかった。
And we always had the heater on too.
Yeah.
The room heater.
あとは、私は怖がりです。
ああ、だからホラー映画は全く好きじゃないんだね。
見たことない。
怖がりだから。
一つもホラー映画は見たことありません。I am proud of that fact.
すごい。
はい。
That's like crazy. I don't understand. Like,
I watch.
You've never seen one?
I've watched like psychological thrillers, which I actually really enjoy.
Yeah.
But I've never watched like.なんだっけ Chakushin-ari is like the super famous one that I grew up around in Japan. You know, like someone calls you and then you pick it up and there was no one there. And then someone, you know, like, I don't actually know what happened. So I'm making this part up, but someone cuts the window and like breaks in and like eats your face off or something. Like stuff like that. I haven't seen. I have no idea. That's my image of horror eiga.
Yeah. For me, I...子供の時、なんかホラー映画を見ると、なんかすごい寝れなくなかったりして、
なるよ。
Like, if I would go down, like, yeah, if I would, like, pass my basement stairs, I'd have to, like, sprint by them.
怖い怖い怖い怖い怖い怖い。
It'd be, like, last, like, 2 weeks after I watched a movie. Like, why did I do this to myself?
Oh, man.
怖がりや。
怖がり。怖がり。
Wait, I just added a ya. There, you can't add ya to stuff, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna bring that up.
違いは？
寂しがり or 怖がり or 寒がり You can add や or やさん、And you're just adding like さん or ちゃん or くん kind of thing to that noun、or descriptor.
Okay,、so that's just kind of making it more like of a person,、like the person who is that,、instead of describing the person essentially.、Okay, so we could say,、so say I'mThe first word I said, so samishigari. So if I'm samishigari, I could also say I'm samishigari-san. I'm a samishigari-san.
You can say either of those, but
samishigari desu.
You would not say that about yourself. Someone else can say, Tai wa samishigari, or ya, or ya-san. Any of those would work. But you wouldn't say, Watashi wa samishigari-san desu. That would be kind of weird. It would be saying like, Chie wa samishigari-san desu to myself.
Okay. Can I say...I'm a samishigari about myself, or no?
いいんじゃない?
So, ya-san, we cannot say. Okay. but the original, like the shorter phrase, the samishigari, I can say boku samishigari desu or boku kawagari desu.
Mm.
I can say that, but I can't add that ya-san because you're basically talking about other people with that.
Yeah, it's adding that extra thing of personifying someone or something.
Mm. Okay. なるほど.
なるほど.
細かいな.
ね, 日本語細かいね.
細かいな.
あとは, 寒がり, we said 寒がり, which is cold. And the hot version would be 暑がり. Mm. 目立ちたがり. 目立ちたがりわかる?
Ah.
目 is eyeballs.
Yeah.
立つ is to stand.
Yeah, so they like to stand on people's eyeballs.
Yes, that's exactly what that means.
They like to stand out.
Yes. It's saying that they want to be seen, you know, like stand out, seen by people.
Yeah. So maybe they wear some crazy clothes or act loudly or something. I don't know. Mm.
But we kind of mentioned at the very beginning that it comes from garu. So there are words that are commonly used that use just garu, and it's not a noun. It's a... 何でしょうか?
Verb.
It's a verb. There we go.
動詞.
動詞です. はい. So things like 嫌がる. 嫌 is saying no or don't want to do something.
Yeah.
So 嫌がる. I refuse to do something or I don't want to do something. And then 食べたがる would be like, I want to eat that thing.
Mm.
And then 見たがる.
But yeah? Can you... So I have a question about that. So 食べたがる. Mm. Can you say that about yourself?
それ食べたがってきた. Yeah, 言えないですね.
Yeah, so you can only say it about other people, right?
Mm.
So, チエはそれ食べたがってるみたいだ.
Okay, wait. You can say that
how can you
to
say that?
A third person, mm-hmm. but not to me or to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, if I'm pretending.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so ケルブはそれを食べたがってるみたいだ.
食べたがってる。食べたがってるみたいだ. Mm. The so is an extra because... The so actually means the same thing as garu, because you're...
Yeah.
What is the English word?
But it feels
word?
Like I need to add it. It like seems like...
The soul? Mm.
Seems like, right?
You're assuming. There we go. You're assuming something.
Oh, yeah.
食べたがってる is already assuming. And then the extra so would also be another layer of assuming. So it's redundant.
But you can still say it, right? Because I know Japanese, especially once you get to like a lot of formal Japanese, there's things that... us learners think is redundant, but like you still say either way.
You can say like 怖がり, right? Okay, so let's say 知恵は怖がり. 知恵は怖がりそう would be wrong. 知恵は怖がりっぽい would be correct. And then you can add so to the ぽい. So 知恵は怖がりっぽそう. You can say that.
Okay, because the ぽい is like you're behaving in a way that makes you seem that way, right? So that modifies it enough that you can add that soul back on. But 怖がってるみたいだ, you cannot say?
You can say.
You can say. So it's basically when you have to change the root, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Hopefully that makes sense to everyone. And then I could also say, あ、チエ食べたがってる, or like say, all right, say we're, it's not, I'm like not talking to you, right? So I'll say, ケルブ食べたがってる. It looks like he wants to eat that.
Yeah, so if we're, yeah, walking in the 10th floor of Hakataiki and we're going around trying to choose what we want to eat, and you say to me, ケルブあの焼肉屋さんで食べたがってる, saying that Caleb really wants to go to that 焼肉屋さん.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we can say that.
Mm.
Yeah, Caleb starts like drooling or something.
Yes, yes.
食べたがってる. Poor Caleb. I'm sorry, Caleb. But, okay.
Yeah.
はい、わかりました.
はい。ありがとうございます. But there are more ways that gari shows up in Japanese. For example,
どんな風?
This ice cream bar.
This ice cream bar.
見た?
どんな ice cream bar?
見た? 見てる?
うん、見た. ガリガリそうだ.
はい。 Okay, this is a really famous ice cream, ice bar brand. It's, I guess it's not really ice cream. But ガリガリ君, I think most Japanese people would know what it is.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen this a bunch in konbinis. I've never tried it though.
Yeah, you should try it. But it's less ice cream and it's more like popsicle kind of texture.
I was going to say, how do you describe that? I forgot popsicle existed.
Me too.
It is a popsicle.
で、ソーダ味が一番クラシックなんだけどね。なんでガリガリ君っていうか知ってる？わかるかな？
Gari gari. Is that a sound effect you can make while eating things?
Beep-boom, beep-boom.
Yay.
Yay.
So you can gari 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 as you eat it.
Yeah, so the sound effect that your mouth would make when chewing on ice or popsicle would be gari gari. Mm. And so the boy that's the icon for the wrapper for the gari gari-kun ice cream is a boy that's chewing on a lot of ice cube looking things.
Yeah, his mouth is giant too. It's like the size of his body.
Pretty much. He doesn't have one. He doesn't have a body. Oh wait, just kidding. He does.
Yeah, he's just he's got a little bit on one of them. Ice candy.
Ice candy.
Ice candy.
Not the candy.
It says ice candy on it.
Eh, doko?
It says ice candy around his face. Ice candy. In English. Ice candy. Yeah, it's always interesting to me because Japanese people tend to mix up, if they're learning English, they tend to mix up ice and ice cream. Like, oh, I want to eat ice. I'm like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You want ice cream.
In Japan, you just say ice tabetai. Ice tabetai. Yeah.
And then when they say ice, it's kori.
Tai ice tabetagatteru.
Tabetai yo.
Tabetai ne.
Tabesasete. Katte kite.
Gari gari ku katte kite ne koto ato. Kanso wo. You should put your kanso in the show notes.
I should. So shimasu. I think there's one at the 7. There should be.
There should be.
So, 7 itte kimasu.
All right. We have waited this long for our audience to know why gari comes with your osushi.
I don't have the answer for you.
Eh, nai no.
Aji wo risetto shitari suru tame?
So da yo, so da yo.
Nai? Ah, attan da. Yeah. So like, I guess like when you want like all these different types of sushi, right? When you eat one, you have the taste of the last sushi when you go to eat the next one, right? So you have that shoga and it kind of resets your mouth flavors.
So this.
So you can enjoy a fresh piece of sushi.
Ato ocha mo onaji kouka ga aru ndeyo. Dakara itsumo ocha ga aru ndeyo.
So nanda.
Aside from Japan restaurants usually having tea, it also cleanses your palate.
Oh, tashikani. So naru ne.
Ryokucha.
Yeah, there's always matcha and stuff. Yeah, ryokucha toka.
Chotto.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Chotto ask trick da kedo, we're talking about tea in a sense, in the purest sense of teas. We're not talking about sugary teas or like peach tea or flavored, I don't know, whatever else, fruit tea. The purest.
Tokyoki so you no aru no wasureteru.
So na no yo.
I forget that a lot.
Me too.
Like I talk to people from like not Japan and they're like, you drink a lot of tea, that's super bad for you. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like all that sugar, I'm like, oh
yeah.
Right. We do not drink the same type of tea.
No.
Especially in like America.
Yeah. We have friends that, you know, like most people's houses in America, if you go to their tea drawer, it's not tea. It's like other kind of tea.
Yeah, it's like peach and like strawberry and all this. Yeah, herbal stuff.
Yeah. Which is not bad.
それも好きだけどね。
そう。違うフレーバーがあっていいと思うんだけれども、what I crave usually is just straight up 緑茶 or ほうじ茶.
Me too. Yeah. 玄米茶、煎茶。
いっぱいあるね。あ、タイさん。タイさんのスタッシュには何がありますか、今。
これ？
そうです、スタッシュ。
いや、実はフレーバーついてるやつあります。
あらららら。
でも、I have 玄米茶、so roasted rice tea.、I have 煎茶、which is iru tea. Like baked, burnt tea, cooked tea. I don't know. 煎茶。煎茶、煎茶。
Burnt, cooked tea.
煎で、の同じ煎。いるよね。Like cook, burn, I don't know. Sear, I don't know. And then...Oyocha arimasu.
Oyocha.
Oyocha, yeah. And then there's jasmine. Jasmine oishii.
Jasmine tea oishii ne.
Ne. But, demo, tokidoki, asa nomu to onaka kawashi chaimasu. Nande ka wakannai kedo, onaka kawashi chau.
Omoshiroi ne.
Ne. De, nanka ano, orange no yatsu, ano, nandatake, kōcha, orange ga tsuiteru, Earl Grey, Earl Grey, mitai na yatsu.
Earl Grey mo oishii ne.
Sugoi oishii, mujikara. De,なんだったっけ？いちごとザクロのやつ、herbal tea。それも無地から。で、それが全部かな？
無印いいね。無印結構美味しいのいっぱいある。
無地大好き。 何でも美味しい。なんかカレーとかもハンバーグも簡単に買ってなんか You can put it in like a pot and just like warm it up, boil water over it.
あるね。
すごい美味しい。Like in the package still. チワ、
私はお茶ある。いやだからね、ちょっとピーチティーとかディトックスティーとか入ってるよ。友達のあれお茶がいっぱい入ってる。
うん、まあそれでもいいね。うん、それなりにもいい。
まあ、it depends on the mood.
Yeah. Do you put sugar in it?
いやいやいや、そんなことはいたしません。そんなことは。
はい、それが大事。それだけが。
Yeah, but detouring and coming back to our conversation about Gari.
Coming back. はい。
ね、I looked up why Gari was called Gari, and we were just talking about Gari Gari Kun. Gari's name is...from the sound effect Gari. Gari Gari. There's no other thought put into it. Yeah. I thought that was pretty great.
That, yeah, that makes sense. I feel like a lot of mascots or whatnot are like that, right? Like, I feel like a lot of names in Japan are either just literally an onomatopoeia that's been personified or like some sort of bad pun.
Yeah.
Which is really common.
Whole Japan is just a oyaji gyaku making machine sometimes.
Yeah.It really is. I think that's why I like Japanese so much. It's just so perfect for oyaji gyaku.
Making puns is your life.
Yeah, it is. My coworkers get mad at me sometimes for making puns. I think that the English teaching is funny.
We briefly mentioned don't go shark gari, but there is a gari that you can go do that is ethical.
Oh, 何ですか?
Ichigo gari とか、ぶどう gari とか、ブルーベリー gari とか。
そうなんだ。So you can go like strawberry hunting and stuff, and grape hunting.
Yeah. I don't actually know if there is anything like that in America. I think there is, because I've kind of seen like a sign that says you can come pick blueberries here.
そうそうそう。Yeah. Like when I lived in America, there was like, you could go pick apples. There was an apple orchard. There were strawberry orchards. Strawberry fields? Strawberry orchard?Field, I think.
Field?
Strawberry growy place.
Bushes.
And like blueberries. So we would pick them all.
行ったの?
うん、行った。いっぱい行ってた。すごいなんか新鮮な感じがして。で、詰めながらなんかちょっと食べて、もっとバケツに、なんか無料で食べて、バケツに入れて。
詰みながら。
詰みながら? OK、詰み。
詰める。
I'm like、詰めながら?
詰める。That sounded weird. 詰みながら。Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so to pick while picking. 摘みながら.
Yeah, I only have good memories of fruit gari. We used to go when we were little in Japan.
どんな?
Ichigo gari. Like, ichigo in Japan, I think usually has like a greenhouse thing over it. Or at least the ichigo gari places would do have them. And the budou gari place, they lend you like clipping scissors for the budou to be cut.
Oh, yeah.
And then...They're also sometimes already kind of packaged. So you kind of like look at the real thing inside the package, kind of, you know, like peel it open a little bit. And then you're like, okay, I want this one. And then chop it up.
面白そう。
行ってみて。
高い?
Yeah. Budou, okay. I think it depends on if the fruit is kokyu.
The shirui.
Yeah. So like if you're gonna go hunt for $100 mango,somewhere. That is probably going to be expensive.
Yeah, actually, this is another sidetrack, but I really want to talk about it.
どうぞ。
Kudamono, fruits, in Japan, there's a stereotype of them being really expensive because there's like these gift ones where there's literally... I put up a bunch of pictures of like the really expensive ones I found in the grocery store the other day on Instagram. And everyone was like, why is fruit so expensive there? And like, yeah, there's the kokyu, there's the really high class expensive fruit.But there's also normal fruit too, which is just like normal. So I think some people think it's only the expensive fruit. So I think that's really important to add. Like, yeah, there's $100 USD mangoes and like $200 melons. But there's also like more normal priced. They just don't taste as good.
Yeah, I think the stereotype also comes from people not venturing to the inakas or the normal supermarkets of places, right? If you go visit somewhere and you're at the eki,There's usually a kokyu fruit section in the eki.
Yeah.
And if that's the only thing you've seen, it makes sense that you would think that it's really expensive to get fruit there.
Right. But if you go to a normal grocery store And then like the even the like roadside fruit stands or whatnot, those are really inexpensive.
で、おまけくれたりするしね。If you have a good story to tell,
いっぱいおまけくれたりする。
あ、これもこっちも持っていきなさい、ほらほらほらみたいな。
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times, but there was one where I used to live, like there was a fruit stand, and like I would go there and I would get like a ton of mikan for like 300円, 200円, like really inexpensive. And they would always give me extra because they like, and the obasan there, she loved me so she would talk to me and then like, どの国からの人ですか? Or, like she would ask me. And once I said America, she was like, USA! She started like pumping her fist. USA! USA! I'm like, hi! Hi! So this! And then she gave me some extra mikan.
There we go.
So it's like, yeah. You can still find fruit that's completely normal price here. But there's also the four gifts.
探してみてください。All right. We are approaching the end of our podcast. There are, I think, two more ways that we just want to quickly touch on to use gari. One is garigari, which we said that it was a chewing sound, but it can also mean someone that's really skinny, like a bony person.
You can also use that for like a dog, right? あの犬ガリガリだね。
You can, yeah. Very bony person or animal, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it can be offensive, just like calling people, you know, like 太ってる or whatever. ガリガリ is also, you know, on the other side of the spectrum there. So be careful.
Right. So it's like you're saying, oh, that person's all skin and bones. I mean, you probably don't want to be called skin and bones right to your face. So if you're really skinny too, so.
Yeah.
Hi.
And then the last one is garibeng. I guess there's two. Garibeng. I thought these were related, but they're not. Garibeng and marugari.
Ah.
どっちか聞いたことある?
Garibeng? Maybe I've heard of it. It almost sounds like Gari, in this case, reminds me of the word gachi, which is, like, serious. I think it's slang.
It is actually but quite similar.
Like, gachiben, I don't know if you can actually say gachiben.
Gachiben は言わないと思うな。
Yeah. But gariben, yeah, like, really serious. And then ben no benkyo.
Hi.
Benkyo no ben. So it's, like, serious studies, right?
Benkyo shika. Benkyo only してる人みたいな感じ。
すごいな。できないな。僕は。
So like a nerdy person that gets like all A's in school would probably be categorized as a gariben person.
And then...
Marugari.
Marugari?
Hai. Tai-san no atama wa marugari desu.
Ah, so desu ne. So it's like a buzz cut basically? Okay. Yeah, I take the body kong.
Wee.
Yay. Done. It's really inexpensive. It's nice.
Yeah. It's interchangeable with bozatama. Bozatama is usually skin to the skin, like all the way shaven, but bozu and marugari can kind of be the same. But marugari, I don't think can be bozu if you are all the way skin cut.
Okay. So like usually if there's like literally completely clean shaven, usually it's bozu. And then like if there's a little grown out, it could be either bozu or marugari.
かな?
Hai. So karu here is to cut, not that garu thing that we've been talking about, right? It's just similarly pronounced, right?
All right. So we have introduced a whole bunch of ways to use gari. We said garu, which is something garu is to want to do something or looks like wanting to do something. There is the sound effect of gari gari and also the tabemono gari for the sushi. Atowa karu is to go hunting. So we talked about ichigo gari and budou gari. That's also gari. Gari gari person, which is a skinny person. And then gariben, which is briefly touched on. And the last one was marugari. So a lot of ways that you might see gari.
There's a lot of ways for sure. Did we talk about how to form the tabetagaru? I don't know if we did. But it's basically just put it into the tabetai form, drop the e, and then it's the same deal. So it's really similar to the other form that we talked about, but I just wanted to make sure that was in here somewhere. Tabetagaru. Tabetai, drop the E. Tabetagaru. So that's how you form that.
はい。皆さんも使ってみてください。
皆さん、聞いてくれてありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
今日の質問です。皆さんはどんなガリですか? Come let us know in the Discord or in the live streams because we do those all the time now. Once a week, at least.
私は寒がりです。But you already knew that.
サムガリか。僕は
何ガリでしょう。
What type of ガリ am I? Do you think? I don't know. I don't. サム暑ガリ。
いやでもタイは実は寂しがり屋さんなんじゃない？
かもね。Probably I think.
Underneath.
寂しがり屋、寂しがり、かもね。
You need human interactions.
I do need human interaction. It's weird because I'm an introvert, but I'm also a samishigari. what a life to live.
sometimes samishigari da yo.
Yeah.
Even I'm like an extreme introvert.
So, I think everyone has samishigari moments. I think that's just being human.
それはそうだね。
You know.
では皆さん、お寿司を食べるときは、ガリをお寿司と次のやつを食べる前に食べると後味すっきりしますよ。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
It's a piece of sand.
It's a piece of sand.
You got the Italian accent going. It's a piece of sand. はい。今日の質問です。何も書いてありません。
すいません。書き忘れちゃったの。
謝罪いたします。
はい。謝罪してください。
では、皆さん。
では、皆さん。